Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow, Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Aleknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Wesley Early. This week on AK, safe arrival. After 3 years of waiting for special immigrant visas, a family from Iraq finally arrived in Anchorage last fall. They were seeking safety and felt they had found it. But on January 27th, President Trump signed an executive order and things seemed to change for them. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman has more and, at the family's request, is not using their names.
It's mid-December, and a middle-aged father sits at the dining table in his small Anchorage apartment, a tray loaded with tea and cookies on the table. He's talking about the process of getting his four kids ready for school.
In Iraq, I wake up them every day, wake up them by water, by whatever, because they don't want to go to school. But here, they wake up alone. They go to bus alone. I'm not wake up them. This is good, very good sign to me.
He's talking to Vikram Patel, a radio producer who interviews people about what it's like to be a new arrival in Anchorage. The oldest son joins the conversation.
What's your favorite part about school?
My favorite part is play soccer, because it is my favorite sport.
Your dad thinks that your favorite part might be that there's girls at school now.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
The mother sits at the table, dressed in a heavy winter coat.
I like the snow. I like snow very much because this is the first time to me in Iraq, no snow.
Most of the conversation reflects what it's like for any family to move to a new city, new jobs, new activities. The father talks about his work fixing high-tech medical equipment. The mother, who used to teach, is going back to school and studying English. But for this family, being in Anchorage boils down to one key thing.
For us, really, the favorite part is safety.
They moved to Alaska because the father used to work as an engineer for the U.S. Army, which made him a target in Iraq. He says his father, his father-in-law, and other family members and friends have all been killed by militias. Bombs go off in the street. His life was threatened three times, forcing them to move to different places around Baghdad. So he applied for a visa to leave. During their first few months in Alaska, they reveled in the safety. He tells the story of the ski patrol at Alyeska helping his boys when they were lost, and talks about a time when the police showed up to help them deal with a rowdy neighbor.
I think the government protect all people.
Fast forward to late January. President Trump signs an executive order temporarily banning people from Iraq and six other Muslim-majority countries from traveling to the United States. He suspends the refugee program, too. A few days later, I sit down with the parents. The cookies, the tea, and the warm greetings are the same as during Vic's interview, but the mood is very different. The mother says when they first arrived in the U.S., she felt very welcomed by everyone.
I told to my husband, I'm very happy because no problem with Muslim. Why? No, it's a problem, Muslim problem now.
She says she's afraid when she goes outside that people will try to pull off her headscarf or will try to hurt her. Her husband suggested she stop wearing a scarf for her safety because God would understand why she made the choice. The father says they're also afraid for his sister and her family who fled death threats in Iraq and are now in Turkey, wanting to join them in Alaska.
So they now waiting, in a small hope they coming, but with the Trump decision, no, they are very disappointed. They are very sad.
The couple tried to explain what they see as a misunderstanding. Some people conflate all Muslims with members of the so-called Islamic State. Here they refer to that organization by its Arabic acronym, Daesh.
I am don't like Daesh, don't like bomb. Don't like kill any people.
There is war in Iraq with Daesh. Muslim, they both Muslim, no Christian war with the Muslim. What does that mean? That mean the all Muslim Daesh? Why they fight them? Because they are not good people. I don't know what they believe, but they not represent the Islam.
They explain that they are Muslims, fleeing the violence of other people who call themselves Muslims. This family didn't want to leave their home in Iraq. They had good jobs there. A large house was plush red couches, an energetic German shepherd named Rocky.
But I come to USA to save my kids and my husband. What I do now? I can't back to my country. I can't do that.
Through a series of court rulings, Trump's executive order has been put on hold and is not currently being enforced. The long-lasting impacts of the ban and its rhetoric are still unclear. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.